are listening to LaRock Inspired Radio on Faces of Success. Today we have a wonderful dynamic guest, Raheem of GQ. They brought us some great music like Disco Nights, Rock Freak, I Do Love You, and Sitting in the Park. I mean, these are songs that I'm sure some people made some babies to. Also, he was on a, you know, this group was on American Bandstand, Soul Train, Dinah Shore, Midnight Special, Hollywood Palace. I am excited about this interview. I hope everyone is listening and having a great day. I am going to go ahead and bring Raheem on right now.
Hello, this is Emmanuel Raheem. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you for being a guest on the radio show today. How are you?
Everything is wonderful.
Wonderful. I'm so excited. First question, when did all this begin for you?
Well, actually, as an individual, I was a musician. I would say around fourth grade, and it was my love, it was my option, you know, to be more selective as opposed to what was going on in those mean streets. And luckily for me, I grabbed a hold of it, and I never let go. And I got a couple of good breaks when I was growing up, just playing in local bands and bringing the music to the people, because it's all about call and response for me. You know, it's just an extension of me to music, and I was playing diverse music, so that's what my lesson was. It was about all types of music that embodied the pop experience, you know, popular music experience. And as you can imagine, I actually got signed to 78, yeah, when I got my big break, and I count my blessings because none of that had to happen, you know, I was given.
That's amazing. You're a natural-born singer if you started in fourth grade.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty natural, and mostly I'm a lover of the music. I never assumed that it's about me. It's all about conveying what it was that I felt when I listened to the music on the radio from those wonderful, diverse artists that inspired me, you know?
Yes, and since you said that, who was one of the artists that were, like, one of your great influences? Who really made you just want to perform and sing?
Well, there are a lot of fantastic artists. I could definitely mention Mr. Marvin Gaye as one super inspiration. And earlier, when you think about Mr. Billy Stewart, of course, we did his songs over, and it was totally inspiring. And that's just a list of a few who really were at the core of my inspiration to continue.
And you also did a tribute to Marvin Gaye and Billy Stewart, correct?
Yes, I sure did.
That's amazing. Is there someone that you'd like to still, like, touch the microphone with, get on stage with, and kind of get down?
There are actually a lot of wonderful musicians, past, present, and future, and I'll have to think about that.
Well, why don't you just tell me just a little bit, you know, just kind of about yourself. What are you doing now? What can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, immediately, I'd like to say I'm working on my new CD, which is the Mr. Q Project, and it's been a long culmination of all my inspiration and my growth. I think I finally evolved where now it has been a good time, because I was actually holding off for quite a while. But people can definitely expect a nice, diverse mix. That's where I am. Key, my whole life is about diversity, not being segregated from any type of genre or music or whatever. I embody music, and all people will like it, because the fact is, I'm a natural, like you said. I'm a natural. I'm not trying to be this or that. Good music, that's what it's all about, you know. But yeah, that's what you can expect immediately, although my mind and my heart is very extensive. I've always thought about how I can help exponentially by leveraging me to do some good for some folks. And what really drives me these days is when I think about the dynamic of the elders and types of support that they need today, as far as grandparents raising grandchildren, and also thinking about the elders who actually they're kind of unsung, you know, or some of us forget. And
yeah.
I need to start a movement that really shows dynamic ways to express through testimony and, you know, and music and multimedia. We need to bring it to the forefront. So I have a special project I will share with you.
Okay.
That is the GPTV Project, Grandparents Tribute Vision. It's a long, long haul from when I started about 10 years ago to develop this project, but that is really what drives me.
Okay. Now, one thing I want to say about that is I'm a young mother, and I find today that some young mothers use the grandparents as the babysitter, the everything, child care provider. You want to leave and go somewhere, they drop them off with the grandmother or the great-grandmother, and they've already raised children. Is this something that you're trying to help the grandparents do, is get back into being, you know, grandparents but outside of the home and not fully raising the grandchildren?
Well, let's put it like this. I'm gonna go back a little bit. A lot of people know about the AARP Foundation, that they more or less develop programs for the elders on a fully diverse scope. And one being grandparents especially, there are a lot of elders who are going hungry. There's so many ways that AARP has mitigated to help these folks. To say that instead of me going knocking on doors to be an intake care kind of processing guy to say, let me know your situation, let me see if I can help. My go-to people are the AARP Foundation. So what I'm looking to do is everything you mentioned about to support grandparents who are raising the grandchildren who need exponential help, this is what we want to develop in partnership with the likes of AARP Foundation. They are just experts at this field, and they do a decent job, and their fees are not that extraneous, you know?
Yeah.
It's more about the support, about setting forth those dollars that we raise, and the biggest portion will go to actually support and develop these programs. So I think that's a fair way to have an exit strategy to actually make this be realized, you know?
Yes, that's amazing. I'm happy that we have that information so that I can make sure I send some people that I'm mentoring to look at the website for help.
Right, and I have to mention, this is all in development, so let's say around mid-summer, we should be up and running where we can bolster this project. It's been a work in progress, and I'm just to make this go forward, and I have the plans, which are forthcoming, but I'm on it.
That's amazing. I mean, that just made my heart so full and so happy. Okay, so next, I would like to know, how do you feel about today's industry? Like the music that's going on today, what's being put into the atmosphere, you know, how do you kind of feel about what we're listening to today?
Well, I have a lot of perspectives on that. First things first, and that is there are all types in this world, and we all have a voice, so we have to respect that, mm-hmm. you know? As far as how it gets to which people, the boundaries are, you know, they're breaking down where some of the wrong information are getting to the wrong people. So let's say, for instance, the kids are being exposed to things that are, so to speak, quote-unquote, oriented stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real, there's no gatekeeper anymore. That's where the real problem is, as far as the messages that are coming out there. And again, I have no problem with that it exists, because if it can be targeted where it's supposed to go, it's fine. But if you think back on the times when we were making music, I mean, as far back as music is concerned, where there was some type of, not just intellectuality, but there was a heart, there was a humanitarian background, there was family values, so many attributes that were more sustainable to me. I think that part is missing, and I'd love to be an alternative to that. I myself don't have a choice. As far as my choice, being selective as far as what I... But that's using my main qualm, is that if only we could target it to the right places, there'd be no more problems. You know, again, think about the way of the world right now. It's more about survival, because, you know, the kids' mentalities have been challenged, mainly because if you think about days when we were being raised, there wasn't as many issues as far as walking to school and being approached to join a gang or this or that or that. It was a little more controlled, where you can just say no, and they'll recruit the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you think about the times, the sign of the times, that, of course, kids have to be a little harder, a little different, and they have, you can dictate as much as a parent or an advisor, but the reality is that they still have to be in the environment, just walking to the store or, you know, walking to school or, you know, there's a bullying scenario out there that's a lot more harsh than back in the day. A lot of times you don't really know what the kid is going through, and sometimes the kid does have to take the initiative and say, yeah, I know they mean well, but I know I got to survive. They have no idea about that part. So
right.
I get it. There's so many things that we don't know about, but if you address it, it really gets so vast and there's so much information, and if you really want to know, you just got to really research, and at least they have the internet, so you can definitely go get some information.
Yeah, I mean, you've been in the game for 30 years, so you know how much music has changed and how much of an impact it actually makes on us when we're listening to the music. That's
right.
Why people can listen to some music and make love, and other people, you can listen to music and it can make you upset or... It can make me feel good, you know. So, again,
yeah.
I'm thinking, like, you know, you're an icon to me. And, you know, I want to say that the songs that you guys all produced and put out, those are what we got to get back to. That feeling, that love, that message is where it's at. With that being said, I do want to break into a song of yours. Give us a little bit about the song. I was going to play I Do Love You.
Yeah, there is something I want to say about that. Again, as you mentioned, you know, the songs of the back in the day, you know, they had so much to do with the heart. And I was so inspired when I heard Billy Stewart sing these songs. It was never going to leave me. So for me to take the initiative and get the opportunity, rather, to do a remake on the song that has sustained all this time, I had no idea it would, or that it was going to become a hit or whatever. All I knew was I was just being true to the emotion, and we just want to extend that, pay it forward to the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I do love you.
Okay, we'll be back shortly. I Do Love You. We are actually live with Raheem from GQ right now. This guy is awesome. I love everything that he's doing. He has a grandparent tribute that he's doing, trying to get us back to loving our grandparents.
Oh, actually, I'm in concert this weekend, and so I'm playing out in Atlantic City at the Trump Taj Mahal alongside of the Ladies of Sky and Mary Justine from America's Got Talent. And that's going to be real exciting this weekend, so I'm just really looking forward to that.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. Also, who is your booking agent? If someone wanted to kind of get you onto a show, is there something that you can give us?
Well, in actuality, Mr. B, Michael Black, he's booking, and wonderful man. He's taking care of business. And if you wanted to book, you can reach him at, a lot of great dynamics between us. We're really on a mission here. It's such a great focus on us. And I absolutely love doing shows. I mean, it's all about the people for me. I just love the call and response of being in concert and feeling the warmth and exchanging the warmth. And it's a big part of my life, you know?
Yeah, being a lead vocalist, you know, guitarist, how does that, I know that keeps you alive and keep you going and keep you young. Is that true? I heard that if you keep playing music and singing music, it just kind of does something to the spirit.
Oh, absolutely. That's all it's about. I mean, when you think about, actually, I still don't understand why they diminished the value of music and arts in school. I trust me, I don't get it up to this day. So we have to do something significant about that, you know?
Yeah, we do.
Because that's the thing, you know, that was what sustained most people. Because at that point when you are nurtured with music and arts, you have a better sensibility of how to treat people. And that's so important in what you expect from people. It's like being in a band, you know, imagine being on the street meeting strangers. You can discern better communication, just like being the bass player. You know, you're not going to step on the guitar player's toes because he's playing that part. So
right.
In other words, we can co-relate, and that's what music and art taught you your place in perspective to others. You know, so you can play a role, you know, but it's not all
mm-hmm.
about you. Same way, like, I'm looking at the world. What am I going to be an artist or performer without an audience? So who am I again? I am nobody without the people.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The things that I
love.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm an audience member as well, you know, at any point, you know, that's what I guess sets me apart a lot of times is that I embrace the audience and they're actually entertaining me a lot of times, you know, so it's a wonderful balance, you know.
That's wonderful. So, just one question. So, this song, Disco Nights, Rock Free, who came up with this song? Who wrote this song?
Thank you. I wrote the song, and actually, the version that you know is Disco Nights is an incarnation, another incarnation, where the first was a song that we had called Soul on Your Side, the original song, where I wrote the music, and our producers at the time, they wrote submitted some lyrics, so we paired them together. That didn't work out in the long run. I took my music back and wrote new lyrics, and then we have Disco Nights, which actually, Disco Nights is a story about the retrospective, the disco era. It wasn't actually a disco song, so it was more looking back at the times of disco, the musicality, the orchestrations, the feeling, the dress, just the whole dynamic of disco, that era. And we're just paying homage to it.
I mean, it tied with Rod Stewart, You Think I'm Sexy. Like, that had to be the biggest thing in the world.
And that's strange that you mentioned that, because we both shared the award. Disco Nights and Do You Think I'm Sexy, we won the American Music Award for Best Disco Song of 1979, and we both received the American Music Award.
Wow. I mean, how did you guys feel? I mean, at the end of the day, Rod Stewart and GQ, they don't look like they're going to be in the same running.
just imagining someone like Rod Stewart, for instance, who's got to have 100 million plus fans and worth $1 billion. It's a beautiful thing, you know. But to be in that same moment where one commonality that the songs were, you know, were sort of on the same page, like you said, at that moment. So it's just humbling because we're fans of Rod Stewart just as well, and we hardly can compare ourselves to such a, you know, incredible artist. But at the same time, at least we found our niche and people spoke, and we got the award. So again, it was just very humbling, and I appreciate everything.
That's amazing. Well, what I want to do is I actually want to go into play Disco Nights, if that's okay with you. I was going to go ahead and play that. And is there anything else you wanted to say about the song Disco Nights?
Paying homage to the disco era, and the feeling's right, the music's tight on the disco night.
And we're going to lead into it just that way. We'll be back shortly.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Disco Nights by the group GQ. I have the lead vocalist, guitarist Raheem in the building with me today. And he's going to go ahead and give his booking information. And also, I wanted to just ask, where can people buy your music today? And where is your next show and your next event?
Okay. First of all, our next event, I mentioned, was at Atlantic City this weekend at the Trump Taj Mahal. We'll also be in Fresno on May 1st, and we're working on a couple more dates in the area, so we'll just look out for us. And you can find us on our website, newclassicrecords.com. That is newclassicrecords.com. And you can see where we're at continuously, because we keep updating the tours. Also, our booking information, you can book us at musicsource111@yahoo.com. That's musicsource111@yahoo.com.
Okay, Raheem, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to add, any shout-outs you want to give?
Yes, I want to say family values have to come back. We need each other, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure we do our best together as a family. Thank you so much. GQ loves you.
And thank you so much for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio, the Rock Inspiration Radio. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, bro. God bless.
Okay, that was Raheem from the group GQ. I'm so excited. I hope everyone loved the interview. I'm going to go ahead and go into the next song. And again, this is by the group GQ, Sitting in the Park.
Waiting for you, my dear.
We are back on live. This is Barack Inspirational Radio. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day out here in the sunny streets of California, IA. Just want to give a shout out to Tamu Creations. If you like the tailor-made clothes, any one-of-a-kind prom-age dresses, if you like any unique dolls or custom-made drapes, household accessories, look no further. You can call Linda Lim. Her number is 916-410-8268. Again, her name is Linda Lim, 916-410-8268. And that is Tamu Creations. I just want to give a short dialogue on what we're doing with our youth today and how we can get out and make a change with our youth. I want to challenge everyone to speak to a youth that you don't know. If it's just by shaking their hand, smiling at them, letting them know that someone cares. And I don't mean necessarily a youth that looks like you want to shake their hand. You know, someone that you can tell needs a handshake or a hug. You don't have to offer them anything. Offer them your love. That's it. Say hi. Hope you're having a blessed day. God bless you. Those small gestures go a very, 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 very long way. I'm going to go back into another song. I'm just really enjoying GQ. I mean, they are the bomb. I love their music. I love everything that they put out as a young girl. These are songs that I grew up to, songs that I know I heard my mom listening to late night when I'd be trying to get up and get out the bed and get in trouble to listen to the songs, come out dancing. The next song I'm going to play is Distant Lover. Enjoy.
Distant Lover. Distant lover.
again, this is The Rock Inspirational Radio. We are here to inspire, uplift, encourage. This is about sending love through the air, good spirits through the air, good love. That's all it's about today. I want to thank you all for listening. I'm going to go ahead and close my show out here with some good music. And I think because of what we've been listening to today and getting back to the basics, I want to just go ahead and play some Michael Jackson, ABC. Everyone have a great day. Thank you for listening to The Rock Radio on Faces of Success.
Man, he knows the score.
I know it!
You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. You can hear TJ the DJ and the R&B Lounge out of Dallas, Texas, the Midnight Soul Show in Sacramento, California, Stormy Monday Blues in Reno, Nevada, Mercy and Grace Gospel in Gambia, Africa, Smooth Conversation and Club 976 Radio in Florida, Hoochie Coo Radio in Chicago, Bonafide Soul Man Radio in Arizona, Crossfade Radio in Canada, and Urban Gospel Sounds in Dallas-Fort Worth. All right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.